One might describe fado as the music of the Portuguese soul. The word fado, spelled F-A-D-O, means fate or destiny, and the music has a deep melancholy at its heart. For Romana Vieira, it's the music of her heritage, and it's also the inspiration for what she calls fado-inspired world music. She's coming to Honolulu this weekend, and she's on the phone with us this morning from California. Good morning, Romana.
Bon dia, hola, and aloha.
Thank you so much. We're looking forward to hearing more about fado and especially hearing your music this weekend. Tell me exactly, in your words, what is fado?
Yes, well, you know, it's a big question in terms of, well, you described it beautifully opening up the interview with calling it fate, destiny. I see it as the blues root music of the Portuguese.
So this is the Portuguese version of the blues, possibly.
You know, yes, it's a very cathartic style of music, much like how we experience the blues here in the United States. This is very much along those lines. It's the lamenting, emotional purging music of the Portuguese. It's very beautiful music. It's very passionately driven. And, you know, like how flamenco music is from Spain or tango from Argentina, fado is from Portugal.
Is it usually played in a minor key to give it that sort of haunting?
You know, really, that's actually a beautiful question. You know, there's songs that have minor and major keys. A little bit of both. I would say. Some songs are more melancholic, while other songs are, they have some of the major keys. In fact, I think you opened with Coimbra, which has a minor and a major key happening throughout the song.
So it can be upbeat as well.
Yes.
Now, you were telling me that you grew up with this music. Tell me how you learned it and a little bit about your lineage.
You know, my mom grew up listening to Amália Rodrigues, the famous fadista from Portugal, just like the Edith Piaf, you know, of Portugal. Amália Rodrigues is the famous, legendary woman that brought really fado on an international, global level. So I grew up listening to Amália from my mother's prized record collections, and my mom would do her household, you know, work, peeling beans and, you know, working throughout the house with singing at the top of her lungs this music. And so I observed this growing up and went to Portugal in my late teens on a dare to sing fado in a typical fado house. Well, the dare happened when I was actually in Portugal, not the trip itself. But and you know, I was asked to go, you know, sing on stage in the typical fado house in Lisboa, and I sang one of these songs from Amália, Estranha Forma de Vida, this strange life of mine, and I brought the house down, and I thought, wow, okay, you know, maybe I'm onto something here. I was actually studying to be I was studying theater, and I was wanting to go into Broadway, and I realized that I was part of a legacy of music that I really wanted to explore, and I haven't looked back since.
So another avenue to express your creativity opened up for you.
In a very big and deep, meaningful way, absolutely, yes.
And your parents are from Portugal? Did they grow up in Portugal?
They did, yes. So I'm what I guess you would call a first-generation Portuguese-American.
Okay.
Here in the Bay Area in California. My parents grew up in a beautiful island called Madeira. And so, yeah, it's a romantic, gorgeous island off the Portuguese coast.
So you're bringing musicians with you for your performance this weekend. Tell me briefly what kinds of musical instruments will they be playing?
Well, we have a Portuguese guitarra, the guitarra with a double R, and this is indigenous of Portugal, and a beautiful, it's probably the most distinct of all the instruments in the, there's no other guitar that sounds like it. It's a very unique sounding guitar, and so Michael McMorrow will be playing the guitarra. And then the other unique component, we will be bringing cello, which has that rich, haunting, beautiful voice and texture to the music. And that will be Laura Boyce. And then we have an incredible, wonderfully engaging percussionist named Stephen LaPorta, and a bass guitar equally as animated and really, I mean, we all have a great passion, and that's Alberto Ramirez on bass. So we're all really passionate about the music, and I think that translates during our performance.
We're looking forward to hearing it, and I love the analogy of the Edith Piaf of the Portuguese world. I think that's a character that so many people can identify with and sort of understand, oh, yes, okay, I know what you're talking about here.
We're torch singers.
Yes.
We're torch singers, just like
Edith Piaf.
It's very torch music, very passionate music. We also, I mean, you can dance also. We've sort of infused some Latin rhythms and African rhythms in some of the music, so... it's definitely our own contemporary. You won't hear anybody like us. We've definitely steeped really into the roots of the music and then pulled out our own sort of contemporary approach to the music while having one foot in the tradition.
Thank you so much for giving us a glimpse of it this morning. Ramana Vieira will perform Saturday, July 27th at the Honolulu Museum of Art's Doris Duke Theater. Details at hpr2.org.